Hey, this is Christian and Ryan from Group Love, and you're listening to 91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Take me to your best friend's house, going around this roundabout, oh yeah.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
Good afternoon, my friends, good evening, and season's greetings. Welcome to the 7th annual In You All Along holiday special here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Man, is this an exciting show. I have been looking forward to this for quite a while now. Couple of interesting things coming up here in this show. First of all, this is going to be a long one. This is going to be a two-hour In You All Along. The network has cleared the next hour so that we may bring you all the holiday cheer possible to load up your weekend. The second piece of exciting news is that coming up in studio, a live performance by Mr. Keir Burns from right here in Medford. Keir Burns, you may know from 3 Day Threshold, playing as Keir Burns and Friends, a ubiquitous presence in our local music world and an all-around great guy. He'll be coming in a little while. He's wrapping up some parts of his great and vast holiday music empire. He has got his hands in so many things. Anyway, it's going to be a great one, so stay tuned. We got some wonderful stuff up from beginning to end from now until 7 p.m. So put on the fire, put on the candles, enjoy your holiday beverage of choice.
It's Christmas Eve, and Santa's en route, shoveling cookies and milk down his snoot. And all round the world, ne'er a child's awoken to the sound of bootsteps and the old man's ho, ho, hoing. But an old boss in town In the dead of this night, there's another old man in dim studio's light, though almost as jolly, but not quite so round, just working away, not quite underground. There are no toys or presents or trimmings. Why, not even a tree, and that's just the beginning. With the churning of knobs and tape reels a-spinning, there is no less magic or joyful grins grinning. For as the cookies go stale and the milk turns quite sour, and the tracks get laid down by the minute and the hour, the music's his gift to give or receive for all and to all on this year's Christmas Eve.
There are cynics, there are skeptics, there are legions of dispassionate dyspeptics who regard this time of year as a maudlin, insincere, cheesy, crass, commercial travesty of all that we hold dear.
When they think that, well, I can hear it, but I pity them, their lack of Christmas spirit. For in a world like ours, take it from Stephen, there are much worse things to believe in.
A redeemer and a savior and a beast man giving toys for good behavior.
The faith in what might be and the hope that we might see the answer to all sorrow in a box beneath a tree. Find them foolish,
sentimental.
Well, you're clearly none too bright,
so we'll be gentle.
Don't even try to start vaguely conceiving of all the much worse things to believe in. Believe in the judgment, believe in jihad, believe in a thousand variations on a dark and spiteful God.
You got your money, you got your power, you got your science and that planet's gonna end within the hour.
You got your dreams that don't come true,
you got the ones that do.
Then you got your nothing.
Some folks believe in nothing, but if you believe in nothing, then what's to keep the nothing from coming for you?
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Now if you'll forgive me, there's a lot to do here. There are stockings still unhung, colored lights I haven't strung,
and a one-man, four-part Christmas carol waiting to be sung.
Call me silly, call me sappy, call me many things, the first of which is happy. You doubt, but you're sad. I don't, but I'm glad.
I guess we're even.
At least that's what I believe in.
And there are much worse things.
Staying in on a weekend night, never felt so merry or bright. Don't need to deck the halls, rendezvous. I just wanna spend the holidays with you. Family affairs, it calms me down just knowing you're there. Oh, never mind the little things no one wants to do. I just wanna spend the holidays with you. Oh, one day we'll be making our own traditions. order Thai food. Oh, oh, December and January too. I just wanna spend the holidays this year and next year in 2022. I just wanna spend the holidays with you.
If a bell could ring and make the whole world sing, I wish you'd understand this happiness is at hand. If a carol could rhyme and make the darkness shine, let's celebrate with a chime and let the whole world unite at Christmas time. Now looky here, I can see the point of having a real swinging joint with a plenty of happy faces filling the air. Can we learn to love so we don't have to worry? No hate, all good for all sisters and brothers. If a bell could ring and make the whole world sing, let's unite the whole world at Christmas time. I can't see the point of having a real swinging joint with plenty of happy faces filling the air. But look, can we learn to love so we don't have to worry? No hate, all good for sisters and brothers. If a bell could ring and make the whole world sing, let's unite the whole wide world at Christmas time. If a bell could ring, let the whole wide world sing. If a bell could ring.
Like it might be a bad one. Good caretaker springs to action, salts the stoop and scoops the cat in, tests an icy patch for traction. Snow, snow, oh, oh, oh. Snow. No sign of soon subsiding, drifting deeply down in Brooklyn. So much joy in merely looking. Inside he's got a fire crackling, and on the couch beneath an afghan lies an old friend he just took in, seeking shelter from the cold wind.
right. Okay, we are well underway here at the 7th annual In You All Along holiday special. Cranking along on our rapidly deteriorating equipment down here, but no trouble. We will make do, as always. I'm going to give you a quick rundown of what we heard, and that was kind of a long set. We heard a lot of songs. Most recently, Purple Mountains with their beautiful Snow Is Falling in Manhattan from the one and only Purple Mountains self-titled album from back in 2019. Prior to that, James Brown, of course, with Let's Unite the Whole World at Christmas on a gazillion compilations, which makes me realize I don't actually know what year that song came out, but sometime in the 60s. James Brown has a prolific amount of Christmas songs. And you can spend your whole holidays just on James Brown. Prior to that, we heard from our own local Jill McCracken with a beautiful one from 2020 from her Holidays With You, a single that she put out in the depths of the pandemic. What a wonderful, wonderful song. And speaking of wonderful songs, one of my favorite songs of this time of year that I can't believe I didn't discover until like last year, one of the most heart-stirring songs, Elvis Costello and Stephen Colbert of all pairings, with There Are Much Worse Things to Believe In from, I think it's a Very Colbert Christmas back in 2008. Before that, we heard from Many Hats featuring Nash Cato with Milk and Cookies off the Basement 247 Christmas Complication from 2009 from Basement 247 Records, the under the mastermind of Jack Younger. And always, I wish there were 10 of those because every track on there is wonderful. We opened up this set and the show at the top of the hour with the Beach Boys with Holidays off the Smile Sessions, which was finally released a bunch of unfinished tracks back in 2011. And that brings us up to date, ladies and gentlemen. And it brings us to the next part of our show. It brings us to our special guest, Keir Burns, here live in studio. Say hi, Keir.
Hey, Pete, thanks for having me
on. Gotta pull that mic down close to your... There you go. Oh, you go.
There I am.
All right.
I was just in the vapor, but now you brought me back.
Yes, yes.
You summoned me into physical form.
Electronic beauty into the ether out there, into the greater Medford area. How you doing, Keir?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on the show today. It's quite an honor.
Always a pleasure. Keir has always been a very loyal and dedicated listener and holds the title. Holds a special title here at In You All Along of caller number one. No one has called the show more than Keir Burns.
I'm trying to figure out a way to call the show right now while we're on the air, just to, because I know you love that. But I'm trying to do it stealthy, and I realize that I don't have a phone.
You can call. Keir has a wonderful knack for calling when I'm on the mic when I can't answer the phone, and it's I'm beginning to suspect it might be intentional. In any case, Keir is like one of the most holiday fixated people I know, and I love it. Always nice to see somebody matching the level of joy that I find in the holidays, and then taking it to a whole nother level. And Keir is involved in a whole bunch of. Tell us about some of the projects you're working on here for the holidays.
Got a lot of projects going on. Thanks for the segue there. Just finished a Christmas album literally 10 minutes before I 10 minutes ago and drove over. Posted it up on Facebook via Bandcamp. It's an interesting album because it's my brother-in-law makes dulcimers, and I've never played a dulcimer before until this Christmas album. I recorded a whole album on dulcimers, and it was kind of like trying to do this sort of rustic recording. And I think it's a fun listen. It's, you know, if you're into dulcimer or if you're not into dulcimer, it's just a cool, unique sounding thing.
Or if you're into just holiday music in general.
Yeah, fair point. And then we also have a Kickstarter going on right now. We're doing a couple music videos for old songs that I have recorded in the past that we're trying to we're putting into video form.
Fantastic. So, as I said, Keir Burns has a little holiday music empire going on here. I don't know how he found the time to come down here, but I'm incredibly grateful. And I'm not going to take up too much more of his time or yours. Where can we find out more about this stuff online?
The best place to do it is Bandcamp, 3-Day Threshold. Google 3-Day Threshold. That's my old band.
3-Day Threshold.
And, what else is, you know.
All right.
I want to also say thank you to my wife for letting me do all this stuff.
Thanks, Mandy.
Yeah, she's wonderful.
Many of us are reaping the benefits of your patience.
And she gave you a little treat over there, but that's for after the show.
Okay.
When you're off hours.
I can't consume anything inside these four walls, but once I step out in the hallway, I will enjoy that treat. Okay. Are you ready to kick off here?
Yeah.
And tell us what you're gonna do.
All right,
you're gonna play us a few songs here.
Yeah, I'm gonna try and do some songs from each of the albums. The Dulcimer album is my third album. I didn't bring my Dulcimer with me, so I have two other Christmas albums we'll tap into.
All right, great. So.
Oh shit! Whoops.
Excuse me. Anyway, so.
I have three Christmas albums prior to that. I totally forgot one because we did a compilation. A split album with a team up with Summer Villains.
Yes. Yep. Actually, some of those songs have made it on the air here for In You All Long Holiday Specials in the past.
Airplay.
Oh, such good stuff. All right, I'm gonna bring down the background music here, which is a Kmart in-store Muzak loop from 1974 holiday season, and let Keir take it away.
All right, this first one's from that aforementioned album with the Summer Villains. It's called Bring Mama Home for Christmas. Gotta bring Mama home for Christmas. Gotta get poor Mama out of jail. Without Mama this Christmas, no one knows where the ornaments are. No wreath are hanging on the front door. Our Christmas tree ain't got a star. Bring Mama home for Christmas. Gotta get poor Mama out of jail. She's been gone way too long and she ain't done nothing wrong. Gotta get poor Mama out of jail. Well, it all went down last December. Daddy had been jobless for a year. Mama went out hunting for some dinner. Shot dead one of Santa's reindeer. Bring Mama home for Christmas. Gotta get poor Mama out of jail. She's been gone way too long and she ain't done nothing wrong. Gotta get poor Mama out of jail. Well, Mama was only trying to feed her family, but Santa Claus, he did not agree. Yeah, the judge, he came down with his gavel. It was murder in the first degree. Bring Mama home for Christmas. Gotta get poor Mama out of jail. She's been gone way too long and she ain't done nothing wrong. Gotta get poor Mama out of jail. Well, Mama said she didn't mean to do it, and I like to think she's telling us the truth. Well, Mama, if you're truly being honest, oh, why were you sticking out the roof? Bring Mama home for Christmas. Gotta get poor Mama out of jail. She's been gone way too long. She ain't got nothing wrong. Gotta get poor Mama out of jail. Gotta bring Mama home for Christmas. Gotta get poor Mama out of jail. She's been gone way too long. She ain't done nothing wrong. Gotta get poor Mama out of jail.
awesome. Excellent. Yeah. Very good. Thanks, Keir.
True story.
Well, you know, as long as you turned out okay, she got home in time to raise you right. All right.
All right. Let's see. Here's one that played. It's called To Mrs. Claus from Santa, written in perspective of Santa Claus to his wife. And on the we did saw an album called The 12 Days of Christmas, 12 Songs of Christmas, rather. And each song, or many of the songs, featured Boston musicians, guest musicians that were sitting in. This one had Lyle Brewer, esteemed guitar player, sitting in on guitar. And we'll try it.
All right.
Without the fancy Lyle Brewer licks, but it'll hopefully be okay.
We'll have to imagine Lyle.
Well, you know, it's just I'm a one-man band today. Although I did bring some jingle bells, if you feel so inclined.
Oh, okay.
If you get moved to the holiday spirit.
I might take you up on that. All right.
She keeps the cocoa warm, plays cribbage with the elves. Taught Frosty the Snowman how to sing jingle bells. She knits holiday sweaters for all the flying reindeer. And to top it off, Mrs. Claus, you get prettier every year. You know I like milk and cookies, don't mind some snow or frost. But one thing that I know for sure, Santa loves his Mrs. Claus. She'll take the penguin sledding on the hill in the yard. She taught Frosty some Spanish, now he sings Feliz Navidad. When she bakes Christmas cookies, all the elves jump and cheer. And to top it off, Mrs. Claus, you're getting prettier every year. Well, you know I like milk and cookies, don't mind some snow or frost. One thing that I know for sure, Santa loves his Mrs. Claus. No, I like milk and cookies, don't mind some snow or frost. Oh, one thing that I know for sure, Santa loves his Mrs. Claus. As I look yonder east, catch a glimpse of the morning sun, I deliver my last few presents to you. Another Christmas Eve is done. Thank all of my reindeer, and to the north I steer. And without a pause I say, Mrs. Claus, but you get prettier every year. Well, you know I like milk and cookies, don't mind some snow or frost. One thing that I know for sure, Santa loves his Mrs. Claus. You know I like milk and cookies, don't mind some snow or frost. One thing that I know for sure, Santa loves his Mrs. Claus. Santa loves his Mrs. Claus. Nice playing, Pete.
Thanks, Keir. I learned from the best in your basement.
I just also remembered last year we did a Kickstarter and got that song made into a music video. So if you Google To Mrs. Claus from Santa, Keir Byrnes, KIERBYRNES, should come up.
Are those videos also on the 3-day yes. Threshold Bandcamp page?
Can you put videos on Bandcamp?
You indeed can.
No way! I learned something today.
Well, listen.
So I got to figure out how to.
We'll talk after
all
the
right.
show.
Yeah, I've only done albums. We have a bunch of albums, but yeah, I got to get some of those videos.
I don't know the ins and outs of it, but I see videos on there all the time. So, yep, keep it in mind.
All right. Yeah.
All right. What's next?
All right. This one is a. This one, I feel like it has a little bit of a behind the music pitch to it. You know, like it's called Never Giving Up on Christmas.
Oh, behind the music yes. pitch. You mean that, was there a time when Keir Byrnes was thinking of giving up on Christmas?
No, I've never, ever thought about giving up on Christmas. And you know what? It's the first line of the song says, I'm never giving up on Christmas.
Oh, well, there you go.
I'm not the only one. But it's a, yeah, it is about... it is another true story where are based on truth. Basically, you know, you get all decorated for Christmas, you get super amped up on it, and the day comes and it's awesome, but it goes too quickly. And you know, I just want to remind everybody if you celebrate Christmas or like any meaningful holiday, you know, take a minute to breathe it in and really reflect, because, you know, the day goes by so quick.
And Kier, as you know, me being a person of Armenian extraction, I get to milk that season all the way through January 6th and then some if I want.
But I love that. I'm so happy about Armenian Christmas. And the delicious Armenian bread.
Maybe we'll have to find a way to share some of that this year again. So, okay.
That's good.
Let's not give up on Christmas.
All right. So, yeah, I'll dive in right here.
Never giving up on Christmas, I hope I'm not the only one. 'Tis the season for giving, and the season has just begun. From the holly wreath to the mistletoe, and baby Jesus in the hay, there ain't no time like Christmas time, and there ain't nothing like Christmas Day. My advent calendar says, in about 3 days it will come on us. Never giving up on Christmas, I hope I'm not the only one. The house is full of holiday spirit, both inside and out. Electric Santa and his reindeer team are scattered all about. From the roof to the floor, there's no room for more. There's decorations of every kind. A homemade winter wonderland. There's nothing like Christmas time. Of an eye, it left me longing for more peace on earth, goodwill for humankind. So I'm never giving up on Christmas. I hope I'm not the only one. I'm never giving up on Christmas, even though I know it's done. Well, the holidays just keep passing me by. New Year's and Valentine's too. My wife hopes by St. Patrick's Day I'll take the reindeer off the roof. But there's a thousand strings of lights spread all over my house, and they're tightly fastened on. And below, all the plastic snowmen are getting lit up on the lawn. Sending me bills, I'm afraid they're bills I can't pay. My wife is forcing me to turn off the lights and store the rest away. But I just can't stop myself from thinking how Christmas time's the best of all. Forget Halloween and Thanksgiving, we're going bigger and better next fall. See, I'm never giving up on Christmas, even though they say it's done. Never giving up on Christmas, I hope I'm not the only one. Say I'm never giving up on Christmas, I hope I'm not the only one. Yeah, I'm never, 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 never giving up on Christmas.
All right. Well, that convinced me. I was going to give up, but...
Yeah, you know, you hang in there, Pete.
All right. Definitely, definitely going to stick it out all the way through this year.
That song, our recording on, we did an album last year, and during COVID, The Ghost of Christmas Yet to Come, and features Medford's own Jason McCourty on keyboard and piano and all that sort of stuff. He's a very delightful player. He was supposed to come today, but unfortunately... he's got the COVID.
I was going to mention that earlier, that Jason, you know, in fact, I had announced that Jason was going to be here with you on accordion, and we miss him and his sounds, and it's a shame that he couldn't be here, but we're going to have you guys back as an ensemble.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, there were several folks that we reached out to that Kier plays with regularly, Kier Burns and Friends. friends of his, of mine, of yours, dear listener. And we will do this again because this is already, I'm having a blast here. So, yeah. So, I don't know how much time you have, but, you know.
That went pretty fast. I mean, like
you can keep going as long as you want.
Let's do some more tunes. It's not very often, it's not every day I can play Christmas tunes. Well, I guess it is every day. Just socially acceptable to play Christmas tunes.
Well, you know, at this point, we're too old for social norms to hold us back. So,
anyone who's wondering, Jason is as a mild case. So he's it's not.
Okay,
he
Jason.
He doesn't want to spread it, you know, doing the right thing.
No, as we all should. You know, this is like, it's not over and COVID is real and it is something that, you know, we all know people that have had real trouble with. So, that's great that he is doing the right thing. And if he's listening, if you're listening, Jason, feel better soon. And we can't wait to see you again.
All right. Next song is the one, actually, we're making this is what the Kickstarter is working for. We're going to make this into this next song called New Elf in the Family into a music video involving puppets, and it's pretty amazing. If you check out my Facebook page, I got some updates posted there of all the production, the puppets, the scenes, the clay figures. Puppet and claymation is, you know, it's perfect Christmas motif. So this is my son's favorite song.
And your son was on the recording of this song, correct?
That is correct.
We played this song here several years ago on a Christmas show.
Yeah, he's I love making music with my son. The Dulcimer album, he sits in on a couple songs for playing. He's a trumpet player, fourth grader.
Wow.
The trumpet. I'm very proud of him.
All right, Aiden.
He's pulling it together, and so we took some clips of him playing and put him into songs, and that'll be a nice little treat.
Apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Well, no, I can't play trumpet at all. I've been trying to. Have you ever tried playing trumpet?
So when I had like a little tryout on like 10 different instruments when I was probably in fourth grade or fifth grade.
That's what he's doing.
And I ended up, they, you know, stuck me in the saxophone. It's like they try out a bunch of instruments, say, well, you'd be really great on saxophone. We need saxophones. But I was told by the music teacher that I had a real knack for the trumpet. So for those 5 minutes, I had a trumpet career that just got nipped in the bud.
Man, we could have been jamming on the trumpet. And
maybe Aiden will have to teach me someday.
Yeah, it's really hard. The mouth thing, I'm just not used to that. Stringed instruments I'm all right on, but yeah. So.
All right.
This starts with a bit of an intro, an homage to Medford. Home of Jingle Bells.
Home of Jingle Bells. Home of what?
Over the River and Through the Woods.
That's right.
And home of also I Want a Zoo for Christmas. The three breakout holiday tunes from Medford.
Medford, the fertile garden of holiday music.
The I Want a Zoo for Christmas video has been streamed for, I don't know, it's something over like 700,000.
Wow. I Want a Zoo for Christmas.
Bearing in on a million.
What name was that recorded under? One of you?
3 Day Threshold and Summer Villains.
That is it. Folks, that's a terrific song. You've heard it here also, but it's also, I don't know if it's going to find its way in today, but, you know, but, anyway, you go look at the video, folks. It's free. You don't have to spend any money, so it's non-commercial recommendation. So
yeah, it's always good to see if you're, you know, screen time and relaxing, watching some videos, seeing some new holiday material.
Otherwise, you have to look at your family.
Yeah, who wants to interact with them? No, just kidding. We do it together. We all watch some Christmas movies and you know, snuggle up under a blanket, maybe have some hot cocoa, Christmas cookies,
and watch YouTube together.
you know.
Listen, as long as you're doing it as a family, it's still the holidays.
It's the holidays.
Okay.
You make your own traditions, so here we go.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in one horse open sleigh. Yeah, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one horse open sleigh. Well, just last February, Mrs. Claus says to me,
got a new elf on the way. We're adding to the family. Yeah, the seasons pass, please all change. We watch that Billy grow. We finished painting the nursery just in time for the first snow. We could tell by the skies of the dancing northern lights that would meet our little guy by the end of that dear night. Favorite Christmas songs around the Christmas tree. Oh, the joy, it's a little boy. There's a new elf in the family. Oh, 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 there's a new elf in. There's a new elf in. So I sat down next to Mrs. Claus and imagine my surprise. You got my rosy cheeks, but you have her hair and eyes. Well, we laid it by the mistletoe, and the reindeer gathered close to meet this baby elf of ours and to kiss him on the nose. And when I held you up for the whole North Pole to see, your smiling little face, there was no prouder dad than me. So we play our favorite Christmas songs around the Christmas tree. Oh, the joy, it's a little boy. There's a new elf in the family. Oh, ho, 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 ho. There's a new elf in. There's a new elf in the family. And I are smitten with you, my little lad. And please don't call me Father Christmas. You can just call me your dad. For the past 9 months we've waited to hold you in our arms, to love you always and forever, and to keep you out of harm. Someday I'll take you flying in my magic sleigh. I'll take you all around the world, bring you home for Christmas Day. Our favorite Christmas songs around the Christmas tree. Oh, the joy, it's a little boy. There's a new elf in the family. Oh, 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 oh. There's a new elf in. There's a new elf in the family. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah, there's a new elf in. There's a new elf in the family.
Sorry, I forgot about the jingle bells on that one. I got a little tied up with some DJ stuff over here. But
was someone calling the request line when that was?
Nobody has. That? Actually, you know, I keep forgetting we have a DJ chat line here. You can go to WMFO.org, and at the top of the screen, there is a link that says DJ chat, and you can just jump right in there and just send a message. It's just a random message board. You don't need to sign up or anything, I don't think. Anyway, that was fantastic, and I am more in the holiday spirit than I imagined I could possibly be.
You're bursting with holly, jolly goodness.
My shirt turned green, and there's a Santa Claus on it now.
Oh my God, there is. It's a nice shirt.
That's a, you know, the, you weren't there. The Somerville Jingle Bell Run this past weekend, the 5K that happens
most
years.
Man, if I saw that shirt, I would have definitely...
It's a new design.
I like it.
Well, maybe you can hit Paulie up and see if he can copy an extra someday.
Talking about running, should we give a plug to the Keir Burns Freedom Runners?
Oh, you know, it's funny. You should mention that, you know, the Keir Burns Freedom Runners, of which bears the name of its figurehead here in our studio, Keir Burns, who through a story is lost to history, the club got named after him many years ago. But that is not how I initially met Keir, although the way I initially met Keir, funny enough, was I met you through Joe, I think, our mutual friend Joe Plyman.
And heck of a musician.
Heck of a musician of the Summer Villains, another great band that you've heard a lot of here. You definitely hear them every Halloween here at on in You All Along. But it was like At the Plow and Stars. And when I first met you, you reached into your coat pocket and pulled out a 3 Day Threshold Christmas CD and gave it to me. And for years, I was like, I have this CD, and I barely remember who that guy was that gave it to me. And then a couple of years later, I started going to the Keir Burns Freedom Runners, which meets every Tuesday and is a great running club if you like to run. Really,
I'm not too serious about running.
Very, very, just much more into the social interaction and just helping one another kind of like just enjoy the group aspect of the running thing. And if you want to run, fine. If you want to hang out, fine. But anyway, Tuesdays, you can look up the Keir Burns Freedom Runners, where we will be meeting next. Shameless plug over. And
I'm gonna tap onto that James plug.
Go right ahead.
Another Keir Burns Freedom Runner. There's a lot of people who are into music who are there. Yourself, myself, a few others. Andrew McIntosh is one of the runners there, and he's an up and coming artist. This is my pitch for 2023. Expect big things from Andrew McIntosh.
So Andrew McIntosh, we're now going to talk about Andrew. Andrew's a great guy. He's a member of the Keir Burns Freedom Runners. He has always done, you know, for a long time, saw him play on keyboards, whether like with you or on his own or Porch Fest, and very talented and very like energetic guy in that way. And then recently you guys were playing, where were you playing? At Silvertone. You and Shane O'Neill, another guy I know from the same group, who is phenomenally talented musician you've heard here on In You All Along. And Andrew was there, it was his birthday, he picked up the guitar and started singing and playing guitar, and I was like, why haven't you been doing this?
He knocked all it out along of the park.
He was just like, it was like you're in your element, man. So yeah
he's a great piano player, but I think he's in the zone when he's with the guitar.
I've told him this about 6 times, and I'm just gonna nag him until he gets out there. People will like him anyway. What do we got next?
All right, so we're doing 2 Christmas videos. The first one was New Elf in the Family, and this is another song that is getting made into a Christmas video.
Wow.
Clay, stop in it. What's it called?
Stop Motion.
Stop Motion with Clay. So it's gonna
just like the old Christmas specials and whatnot.
Yeah, it's a little. It's, you know, not quite as high budget as the Christmas special, but we're trying to. You know, it'll be cool. We're releasing both videos through Facebook, on my Facebook, Keir Burns, KIERBYRNES.
All right.
I'll post them there on Facebook, and they'll be on the YouTube, and you can explain Bandcamp to me.
We'll talk.
All right. Yeah. So this was particularly an important song for any of the children listening. I don't know about you, Pete. When I was growing up, didn't you always want to catch Santa Claus or like catch a glimpse? But like,
oh, I was fascinated, confused, mesmerized. But I had vivid images of him in my house, which was mixed kind of feeling. But like,
same. I know my kids are probably listening right now, and I brought up the idea of let's try and catch Santa Claus.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, that's one way to the naughty list right there.
I was just like, I knew he was there. I just had never seen him there. So in my mind, I have a vivid image. We didn't have a fireplace, so he came in through the front door. And so I just can picture him still coming in through the front door. I've seen it myself. But of course I haven't, because I never caught Santa Claus.
Well, you know, this might be your year, and this is this song is about just that. It's called 7 Ways to Catch Santa Claus.
Oh, boy. All right.
7 ways, Pete.
I can't wait.
In case you're not understanding the number, 7 ways.
Well, it's important.
There's only 7 ways.
It's important to have a lot of tools in your arsenal. You got to have a lot of options. You don't know. I mean, listen, it's one night out of the year. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Have options when you're trying to catch Santa Claus.
The first 6 ways may fail, but that's 7th?
You know,
that's how you're going to get
it. It's resilience and innovation is what Christmas is about.
I have to say this, and I wrote this song last year, and now we're making a video for it. But last year, in my stocking, Pete, I got a ton of coal. Not a ton, like a stocking full of coal, exactly. And some coal-flavored hot, like Naughty List hot sauce, which was actually delightful. But
I will say this: today's energy prices, coal is a wonderful thing to get in your stocking.
Yeah, you know that's
not a clean burning fuel, but you know it'll do in a pinch. So just have that just in case.
But then I got a note saying he was just kidding.
So, oh, okay.
But
Santa's got a sense of humor. Sometimes he's a little bit of a prankster.
Oh, tell me about it. He's he got me pretty good last year. So we'll see what happens this year.
All right.
It's seven ways to catch Santa Claus. Seven ways to catch Santa Claus. Seven ways to catch Santa Claus. There's seven ways to catch Santa Claus. Kids have tried for years and years to catch the man with the snow-white beard. Most kids try to stay up all night, but Santa's too wise for such a flight. But listen, hear what I have to say. It could just be your lucky day to catch the man in a sack of toys. Save for good girls, boys. Yeah, seven ways to catch Santa Claus. Yeah, seven ways. Catch Santa Claus. Yeah, cover your roof with sticky tar. He and his sleigh won't get too far. Or spread some glue down in the chimney. He'll get captured when it tries to shimmy. Or spread some glue. Woo! By the fireplace, lay a net. That'll get him if you haven't yet. Or build a giant cage. These are a lot of words. Build a giant cage with a spring-loaded door. Milk and cookie are the bait for this. Seven ways to catch Santa Claus. Yes, seven ways to catch Santa Claus. Hang the stockings all up with care, but surround them with a couple of snares. String some Christmas lights across the floor. That will trap them up for sure. Tie a lasso on the Yuletide wreath. He'll be wrangled up beneath here. The seven ways catch Santa Claus. Yes, seven ways you catch Santa Claus. Seven ways to catch Santa Claus. Yes, seven ways you catch Santa Claus. If all else fails, at least you tried. The Santa won't like what he spied. He's got two lists, one naughty, one nice. Too bad for you, but that's the price. In fact, I would not be surprised. Playing the song gets you compromised to the naughty list, and I'm not wrong to the naughty list. If you sing along, sing seven ways to catch Santa Claus. Yes, seven ways to catch Santa Claus. Yes, seven ways to catch Santa Claus.